Welcome to the February webcast featuring Forward in Christ Magazine's monthly parenting column, Heart to Heart Parent Conversations. I'm Nicole Balza, staff editor of Heart to Heart and mom of three. Today I want to talk about role models for our kids. Joining me to discuss this topic is Dan Namundson, a contributing author of Heart to Heart and also a counselor with Christian Family Solutions. Welcome, Dan.
Thank you.
Why don't you just get started by telling us a little bit more about yourself and your family so that people can kind of know where you're coming from.
Absolutely. Well, I am married to my beautiful and patient wife, Kelly, and I have a freshman in high school, Kayla, and also a son, Josh, who is in sixth grade now. And as you mentioned, I'm a counselor with Wisconsin Lutheran Child and Family Service and have been there since 1999, so been working for a while there.
Great. So what exactly is it that causes people to search out role models? What are they looking for?
Well, you know, really, it's part of natural child development.
Okay.
That as part of really developing that identity and self-understanding that we look to others and what they're doing and we want to imitate and look to those models to kind of shape our own behavior. So it's by and large kind of a normal part of our development.
Okay, so how can parents then help direct children to positive role models, the people that they want them to look up to?
Yes, well, that is the key. And actually, it's very interesting because a number of different studies have looked at modeling behavior and role models.
Okay.
In fact, there was one that was done not too long ago with children between the ages of 10 and 17. And what they did is they gave these kids a list of role models. It was, you know, popular actors and actresses and football players and YouTubers, you know, all the major important people.
Yeah.
Also parents, family members, and teachers. And the children were then asked to rank which of these people were really important to them in terms of, you know, who they appreciate and how it's shaping them.
Okay.
And can you guess, out of that whole list, which people were at the top of the list almost all the time?
I hope parents.
Yes, okay. You're right, exactly okay. Right. It was parents. In all the studies that are done with role modeling, parents are always at the top, followed by family members and then religious figures and teachers.
Fantastic.
Yes.
So, I mean, scary.
Yeah,
but
sometimes, but, I'll admit. Yes, exactly.
But big responsibility.
It is. It's a very big responsibility. And so when parents are looking at who they want their children to imitate and who they want to model, first of all, they have to look inward and they have to look at themselves and how we are imitating Christ and how we are demonstrating our love for Christ and displaying fruits of the Spirit.
Okay.
Because our kids are watching us. So that has to be number one.
Okay.
Other areas, again, it was other family members, teachers. It's kids naturally develop role models based on the amount of time and the proximity of people around them. I know it's scary because we think, you know, there's a football player or some kind of other major national figure that
sure.
Maybe we're not all that, you know, happy with, and we may see our kids, you know, get posters and you know, follow them on YouTube or whatever it is.
Right.
And we're a little bit, you know, discouraged by that. What I would tell parents in that case is be patient, because they may try on different kinds of roles for a little while. And we have to help them understand the pros and cons of those roles,
mm-hmm.
And help them communicate and help them with their decision making in some of those roles. But by and large, they gravitate right back to the people that they're around most of the time, parents, family, teachers.
Okay. What if on a consistent basis, we kind of for a long time see that they're leaning towards some negative role models? Are there certain things that we can do to help steer them then back toward more positive role models?
Yep, and it really comes down to that communication piece. The best thing to get kids to not do something is to tell them to do it sometimes. So you can't say,
right,
stop watching or listening to, or, you know, I want you to take this person out of your life, stop thinking about that person. It's not gonna happen.
Right.
But what we can do is have some communication around that person, be interested in that person. What does that person, what interests your child in that person? Ask
mm-hmm.
them, ask your daughter, ask your son, what is it that is so intriguing? And then talk about some of those pros and cons. Now, there may be some positives of that person, mm-hmm. but they may not be seeing some of the negatives of that person as well. And they can be helped with mom and dad just talking about that. And again, it just is, it's more of a natural progression back to their real role model, who is mom and dad.
Okay. Is there anything else on this topic that you think it's important for parents kind of to know?
You know, it's the same thing that I have to remind myself. It is being in the Word. It is imitating Christ because our kids watch us. They learn how to become a parent. They learn how to become a husband. They learn how to become a wife based on what they see. And it's something that it's hard to remember all the time because I have these bad days once in a while, and I need to ask for forgiveness from my family and from my Lord. But imitating Christ's love in our family, there can be no better thing. Just that appreciation of our law, of our gospel in our family is really the most important thing, I believe.
Fantastic. What a good reminder. Thank you, Dan. If you'd like to read more articles on the topic of role models or other Christian parenting topics, visit Heart to Heart's website at forwardinchrist.net. While there, you can chime in with your thoughts or questions. You can learn more about Heart to Heart's authors, view other webcasts or podcasts on parenting topics, or subscribe to Forward in Christ magazine. Thank you for joining us, and may God bless your parenting journey.